We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Backliners podcast presented by Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app and use code Backliners for a deposit match up to $100. It's Agro and Barracuda as per usual. Hello. And this week we are joined by friend of the podcast, resident stats guy, resident YouTube guy, resident hockey fan whose team is definitely doing super well. No reason to be sad.
Come on,
it's Max Innocent Rabbit. Hey Max, thanks for coming
it's
on.
Max. Man. Yeah, no problem. Friend of the podcast. Always happy to be here. I was asked to come on mainly to make fun of both of you, and that's always just an offer I can't turn down.
Yes, indeed.
I thought we did really good.
Barrett, did you read the comments on my tweet that we got?
No, I didn't read it. Well, I don't check Twitter anymore, unfortunately.
Wow. It was probably a good call because people were not pleased with our tier list. Not pleased really at all. I don't know if anyone was like, good tier list.
Are they stupid?
Well, I can't answer that for sure.
No, I think we did really good.
Yeah. I feel like they just don't appreciate
intelligence.
Like, it's like intelligence and
wisdom.
Work ethic and drive. And
right.
Yeah.
It's really both of your you know advanced age that I think is what they're not respecting.
Is that that's the tone we're setting here, Max? Really, the advanced age?
That's two minutes into the podcast. I'm gonna roll it back. The last time that I caught like a full podcast of yours, I watched Ro come on here and talk about bidets for about 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, it's just the what I have stored in my head is really, really quite rambunctious, for lack of a better
word. Yeah, no, I think that's good. Where are you on the bidet, like, train?
Bidets
here?
Are for any age, by the way. It's
yeah,
not just
I wish I had one when I was like, a younger man.
Exactly.
Yeah, this isn't me saying you're both advanced age because you're bidet users.
Can you stop saying advanced age?
Like, that does feel worse than old, right?
It like, really does.
Advanced age. Like, it just seems bad.
It's trying to keep it cool. I was gifted a bidet for my birthday, but I'm going to be moving soon, so I'm waiting to set it up in the new location. Oh. So
yeah,
once I set it up, then I'll be in the advanced age bracket.
Now, are you, were you given this bidet because you are a prolific user of the bathroom? Is that like, I think that's why I got it, because I got it from my college roommate years after we had lived together. He probably desperately wished he had given it to me before. But he knew that I did great work in there, you know, and that I maybe needed something to get in there with, so to speak.
So it was given to me, you know, by my girlfriend. So I'm really hoping.
Yes.
It wasn't necessarily a reputation thing. It was like, hey, man, you really got to deal with.
It's like
something
a hygiene
going on
thing?
There. I'm really hoping it's not a hygiene thing. I think this is what Agro's implying, that I needed hygiene help.
No. If you're a prolific bathroom user, you're just known for taking an impressive amount of either time or frequency or, you know, anything like that. Like, I feel like it's just a nod to a place where you spend some time. I don't think it's necessary. It can be a hygiene thing, and that is not what I was initially implying. Mm. But maybe you have advanced hygiene problems.
Yeah. No, I'm prolific in many ways, and I do think bathroom use is actually one of them. So I think we hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Respect.
Both in terms of time and magnitude.
Yes.
And I'll leave it at that.
Nothing else needs to be said.
This is a safe space to discuss these things.
Absolutely. Your girlfriend in chat said his dumps are artful. So, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
That's respectful.
We
appreciate that. And that's why you're a friend of the podcast, for the record. The rest of the stuff's just, you know, the cherry on top of the artful, so to speak. So what did you think about our assault tier list here, Max? What were some of your initial impressions? Yeah. I don't know if... It's going to be hard for me to put it on the screen because it's, like, separated between you and Bera. But maybe I'll work on trying to get it up over Bera's face as best I can while you're talking.
Sure.
I'm the less relevant person here.
Yeah, we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can... So, okay, I wanted to ask a few clarifying questions before I, like, make you feel bad or make you feel worse, which is, were you making a... tier list or an all-time tier list?
And we were making a tier list based on vibes and vibes alone.
Vibes and vibes alone. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
That is, like, for the record, that is how I do most of my stats.
Right.
And
wow, I am the correct way.
I want
check my Twitter if you want to see the tier list. I can't do it. It's not gonna work. I'll put it in chat as well. Sorry, go ahead, Max.
No, I just think that people should know that how I do most of, you know, like, the data analysis work that we do at Titan Forge, it is basically just vibes-based.
Right. People think that stats work as hard numbers, cold, calculated, where I think emotions and vibes are an important part of statistics, you know?
Exactly. And I think people forget about that too easily. And because of that, I've prepared some cold numbers and statistics to tell you whether your vibes were correct or not. So I started to look at it, and I was getting a little excited because I was like, oh, these guys kind of know what they're talking about. And then I was like, oh, these guys have no idea what they're talking about. And so I was like kind of like going back and forth, and I decided to like take all of it, throw it into a chart. And then I'm going to use some of your own rules to tell you to evaluate how well you did.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you guys some questions here. Yeah. So basically when looking at your tier list, what I'll do is I'll go, I made a recent one, I made an all-time one. They're kind of the same. I think if we're going based on vibes, recent isn't as important as all-time, right? Someone who is vibes feels like they're good has been good for a long time.
Yeah.
You guys made, in your tier list, you put 20 gods in the top tier.
Uh-huh.
You put 44 in A, 29 in B, 22 in C, and 14 in D. So I'm just going to say that you guys are correct about that's how many gods are in each tier.
Let's go. That's one of the things I'm most proud of about this tier list is I felt like our tier distribution was really good.
Okay, you know what? The one god that you did not rank was
Newt.
Was Miss Newt, Miss Nut.
Yeah.
Do you want to rank her? Do you want to gut check her? So I have it right here. I got your number.
Barra was saying he hasn't really played Newt in Assault yet, nor have I.
Okay.
Yeah, I've played against her like once, and gut check, I would just throw her like B, I think.
I'd toss her B as well. Unless Max maybe give me like a little head signal. Should I go like up a little bit or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd put her A probably. Like, okay, like B plus maybe is like is what I'm thinking.
We don't have a B plus.
Well, we talked about it theoretically. Like Barry, you said B, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you know what? I'll just keep her cut. I'll keep her cut.
Okay, good.
She does have by far the least amount of games played, obviously.
Sure.
Okay, so by those size tier lists, do you guys want to have... I'll show you what I did. I took all the gods. I took their win rates. Tier lists in general, we talk about better players. We're not going to... Sadly, for the players who have been like just losing on repeat, I'm not really going to count them. Sure. So I kind of filtered out some amount of players. Which is mainly just filtering out, you know, that one bad region that we all know is really bad at Smite. Just an entire region got filtered out. I'm not going to say which one, but we all know which one I'm talking about. Just trying to spark controversy. And then I ordered them by win rate. Matches played wasn't really as important because with normal tier lists, right? When we, this is kind of an interesting point about balance in general and talking about like tier lists. When I make our almost like internal like balance tier lists, it's a mix of looking at their win rate and their pick rate and then like their ban rate. So many different things go into what makes a god over or underpowered. Uh-huh. For Assault, because it's a random selection, yeah, you can reroll, but in general, it's a random selection. Matches played, all those things don't, it's really just how much are you winning with this character, right? It's right. Almost a perfect like stats representation of the game because it's random selection. So I just ordered them by win rate. And then again, I put the top 20 gods into like the stats S tier, then the next 44 into A, and so on and so forth. So do you guys want to take a guess, a gander at how many you got correct?
Out of the S tier or out of total?
Out of total. You could go out of S tier if you want. We could talk about how many you got in your tier, right?
So but out of 129 gods, right? Because there's 130 mm-hmm. total, no newt. Out of 129 gods, I would guess that we correctly placed 37. No, it's got to be higher than that.
Jesus.
Holy 50.
Yeah.
54.
Okay, Barry, do you have a guess?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to cut it out in the middle. I'm going to go 64.
64. That 54 guess is elite. It's 53.
Let's go. Oh, nice.
That's insane. You had a 41% accuracy rate, which is
not
a fail.
Bad.
That's not bad, honestly.
It is a fail. Well, what I think is actually more fair. What is more fair? To not give you guys too hard of a time.
Well, you can't you can't take into consideration dopamine because some of these that we put on there were based off of dopamine. If I load in and I get Arachne, I'm instantly happy, and your stats can't tell you that. So,
well, that's the vibes part of his stats, no? Like, exactly. That's literally the exact part.
Yeah, I said, I'm talking about numbers for a second here, but I'm. This is all just vibes. I just wrote down percentages based on my dopamine.
Your vibes are wrong.
Right.
Okay.
I would also like to say that the back half of the cast, we did rapid fire without a whole lot of discussion about them. So, you know,
it'd be really interesting. Did you do it alphabetically?
Yes, we did it alphabetically, and the second half, we kind of just, like,
more accurate in the second half.
That's what I'm just about to catch right now. So second half, exactly, like from like Ishel onwards kind of thing.
No, I don't know exactly where it was. It was whenever we did our ad read. So someone who wants to scroll through
the
episode.
I would say the last like 30% or 40%, I think.
Yeah. Last I think we were a little... 30... although Ishel was kind of like right about where I feel like we picked up the pace now that I think about it.
Yeah, she's right. She's smack dab.
Wait, what if we did
You went on a terrible. You went on a terrible run around Nuwa for reference.
Okay, good.
You guys got like 10 in a row wrong.
Let's go.
Just generational.
Let's go. Everyone slumps every once in a while. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. Yeah. But what I'll say is I was a little nicer. I did figure out. I went to say that if you got it in an adjacent tier, I'd still, like, that's like a near, it's like basically correct, right?
Wait, the difference between B and... we still only got 53?
No. These are two separate numbers.
Oh, okay, thank God. Okay, if we, yeah.
It's about to feel real bad.
So, based on that, how many do you think you got near? Basically, if you got them more than one tier off,
right?
Telling you that you're wrong and a little stupid.
Yeah, no, that's fair and smart of you.
Those are all the aggro choices.
Wrong. Okay. I think we probably got within one tier for like 88 gods.
Within one tier for 88 gods. Okay.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go like 100. I'm gonna sound super confident here.
It's actually even better than that. It's 110.
Oh, you're 110, so you say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bad tier list, everyone. Oh, Lermy Wormy. How could two incredibly intelligent gamers just be so very wrong on only 19 gods out of 130? I mean, come on now.
When we sprinted through half of them.
Can you tell I've been watching a lot of Northern Lion, by the way? Can you tell? I felt like I was really channeling. I was Northern
Good.
Lion maxing right there.
Good. Yeah, Northern Lion Maxing, good Canadian content creator.
Yep.
All Canadian content creators just hang out every once in a while. So good.
That must be a really good vibe.
Yeah, it's a good vibe.
Yep.
So that means that you only really got 19 wrong.
Not bad.
Some of them generational misses, I will say.
Yeah, like, and those were almost always Bera's fault, I'm sure.
Right, mm-hmm. Bera's fault.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you want to take a second to try to guess any of your truly bad misses?
Well, here's what I was thinking. There were some specific responses in my replies about, I can't believe you put this god too low. And I want to see if we were right or wrong on those particular gods. And I'll give you the... I'll scroll through my replies. And that seems like an interesting and engaging way. And Opwash is cooking us in the chat right now saying Charon placement alone. Should count as 10.
You know
we
what?
Put him in
to,
C.
So Opwash, friend of the Ambassador Discord channel.
Yeah.
Who I hit up with some numbers earlier today that didn't necessarily go in their favor. Sorry, Opwash, for roasting you live on podcast. But this one is going to absolutely go in his favor. That is the most generational miss on a tier list.
Someone check the VOD. I argued for a higher Charon placement. Okay?
Oh, no, It is your
worst pick on the entire thing.
Is he S tier?
He is S tier. He's not only S tier, he's probably the third best god.
I'm leaving him in C.
I'm leaving him in C. He's so bad. He doesn't do anything.
Extremely former pro player voice. Oh, the third best god of the game? C tier.
I need to lose a lot of scrims against that character to change my mind. Yeah. And unfortunately, I can't.
Yep.
So he's staying in C tier.
You guys have two other misses that... Basically, like I gave like an average of like what the average win rate for each tier was. S tier, the average win rate for gods was about 58%. A, 53%. B, 49%. C, 46%. D, 42%.
Wait, can you tell if it's high or low on our tier list? Like, is that which side did we miss on? Which side did we miss on?
For Charon, which you placed in C, you definitely missed low.
Yeah, he is.
No, I mean, like, for the other characters, like, do we miss them, like, in our tier list, are they in S and A, or are they,
well,
like, do
here,
we miss
let
them
me keep going on, bad gods? On okay. some of these other ones in my replies, and we can see if these are also misses, and figure it out that way as well.
Yeah, go for it.
Chiron in B shows me this list is whack.
Chiron in B shows me, damn, you really just want me to light up Twitter chatters right now.
Yes!
You brought me on to just...
In fact, I'm gonna press record. I'm gonna send this voice message to this reply.
Yeah.
If they're wrong only.
It's a near pick. It's a near pick. You had Chiron ranked in B tier, which would put them at like somewhere between like 64th and 90 something. And they're ranked 42nd, so they're in
okay.
A-tier.
They're A,
which pretty close.
I give them a near. I mean, it sounds like I should have made the tier list better. So far,
I'll say that's
you
a...
did.
You did. That's really good.
It's not a bad pick. Not a bad pick.
Okay. Let's see some of the other ones. Cupid is high key the best healer in Assault.
In comparison to the
rest of those who were in his class.
Vibe based. What? That being said, that was a full correct. He's an A tier.
We had him an A.
Assault.
Yeah, I don't know why we're getting criticized there.
That was a good pick from you.
Oh, Achilles. This replier says Achilles is 100% S tier.
Okay. Yeah. Do you just want to send me like their ad so I can?
I put the link in the chat to my tweet. If anyone else, don't harass these people. That's all I'm saying.
Don't harass them because that's back, my so job right now. Yeah, because, exactly. Maybe your best, one of your best overall picks, actually.
If you look at the
win rate difference from like the average of the tier,
how are you?
You're less than 1% off.
Is it your tier list or is it not your tier list, Agro?
Only the picks that were good, mine. The picks that were bad, yours. Glad you figured it out already, bud.
Achilles is a great pick.
Okay, Susano and Set at D is crazy.
What? Okay, Set at D was definitely correct.
100%.
Set. Okay, yeah. Susano. It is a is C. Okay. Not crazy.
Near miss. Fafnir near C question mark. Are you drunk question mark?
The people who reply to your guys' tweets are way different than who replies to my tweets.
I know. You speak with the confidence of someone who hasn't had insane reply people or incredibly like insane Reddit threads made about you. And I love that about you, Max. I value this light in your eyes while it's still because it is those days are numbered, I'm sure.
They're dimming.
Yeah, you can see them rolling back.
Yep.
Okay, so Fafnir, you put them C. It is technically a full miss.
Oh.
My tier list has them at A, but they are the lowest rated A tier.
Okay. Well, maybe we were drunk.
But maybe you were drunk. Maybe someone should take these boys' keys.
Touche. Sylvanas S.
Where did you guys put him in S?
We had him in A. We had him in A.
Yeah, he's B.
Okay, well, another one for the boys over here. Uller. I saw a couple people saying that they didn't like our Uller placement.
He's D. He's one of the bottom 10 worst for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, he has to be.
That's crazy. Let's see. Al and C, three question marks, three exclamation points. What are we smoking, boys? Can I have some pretty please?
Okay. This bit is so fucking funny to me. Because we really are just going line by line.
Yeah, I had to read these things, man. I had to read these. So now everyone has to. I did. You think I can't read them? No way. Ain't no way.
Oh, my God. Wait, Bear, what were you going to say?
I was a weird one because I feel like some people do really well in this character and other people just feed in my game. Mm. So I didn't know where to put this guy. I wanted to put tank AO in A and then full damage in C.
Yeah, we did it.
And I mean,
that was a weird one. Yeah,
you ended up putting him in C. And you're gonna be glad that you did because he's D.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I guess. I'm not gonna say. I feel like it's calling them out too much if I say their username, but I guess we were smoking something, I suppose, because we had them too high. I'm sure that's what they were saying the whole time.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Morgan Le Fay being below A is a crime. We had her in B, by the way. It's a misdemeanor.
The chatter was correct. Morgan Le Fay is an A tier assault con.
Okay.
Calling it a crime to be one off. Man, I could have been so much meaner to you guys. I didn't realize.
I'm glad you're not.
You committed 80 felonies today. Like.
Right, so many of them, so many. Flareboot said Susano in D for assault is criminal. Apparently, again, just a misdemeanor if he's in C.
Just a misdemeanor.
Which is not a huge deal. Yeah. I mean, a misdemeanor here and there, who cares? And then, here we go. This was a good one. Alquang and Kama on C is completely delusional. Best execute for assault, plus can go full tank, plus animosity, and still dumpster people. Oleron on B is bluntly naive.
What does that mean?
It's bluntly naive.
Bluntly naive.
Oh, man. I'm going to start playing that out in imbalance meetings. We're going to be talking. Someone's going to say, hey, I think this god's like in a really bad place. And I'll tell them it's bluntly naive. Wow. Yep.
Completely delusional and bluntly naive is really good.
So Oleron. B was bluntly naive. That's the bluntly naive one?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Did they think it was supposed to go higher?
I assume so, because they gave some really good recommendation here. I'm not trolling. This is exactly what they say. You build Blink plus full CDR plus Sentinel Boon, and he wins you every team fight.
Okay. Yeah.
Max, can you run the numbers on Oleron when he builds Blink plus full CDR plus Sentinel Boon?
You know what? I'll have to get back to you on that one. But I have a feel if Blink Boon, like if there is more than 100 total Oleron assault games with Blink,
no way.
It's probably
Boon
just
Goon.
He's trading for that every
CDR, like
He wins them every team fight, bro. How is his win rate 100%?
Well, Chatter is going to be very upset. You guys nailed this one. Yes. Beaver bluntly correct.
Bluntly informed, if you will.
Bluntly informed. They are, to their credit, the highest rated B tier
god. You know what? We didn't order them in each tier. It was just alphabetical. So, you know, who knows where we have.
But you guys never considered the blank boon goon.
Right. Like, and if we did, that's S tier, of course. Like, of course. That's the big one. What about Kama? We had him in C.
So you know how I said, like, I checked your, like, the actual win rate versus, like, the percentage for the tier?
Yes.
You were 0.03% off with Kama, which meant you were, like, bang on the money.
So delusional, okay. Thera. We're like, delusional.
You guys are so delusional. The most delusional ex-pros I've ever met in my life.
I swear, like, when I told the prediction team, like, the topic, I was like, Max roasts our assault tier list, and I did not intend for it to be Max. We roast the replies to our assault tier list, but this is way better than anything else. This is cathartic for me. I don't, you know, hopefully this is not like witch hunting or anything like that, but I'm having a great time. Like this, but that is the last comment I think
kind of ended off on a note that puts the heap back on you. What this experience is, when we have like one of my favorite, I think I've said this before, but one of my favorite parts of my job is like being in balance meetings and letting one of the designers kind of rant about something and then pulling up just like the numbers chart.
Yep.
And just showing that they have like a 58% win rate.
Yep.
Like ESET, like for the entirety of like year 9.
Yeah.
Doing this is just spreading this love of telling people that they are so far off or right on the money. You know, it just makes it more valuable when you're correct. I'm not gonna lie.
And speaking of being valuable when you're correct, let's talk about Prize Picks, our sponsor for this episode. He locked right into my trap, ladies and gentlemen. What is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Max, you should listen up, buddy, because this is right up your alley. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can bet on things like the NHL playoffs that are going on right now. Max, would you say more than or less than 3 games remaining in your playoff series?
There's definitely gonna be more than.
More than. Okay, go ahead and get that bet in there. You know, we got the NBA playoffs going on as well. There have been some really, really good games there that you can really easily put some bets in on. And you can also get in on the action in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia, which is relevant to me, of course. So if you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players, like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley and soon-to-be Innocent Rabbit, you can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. Plus, they even offer injury insurance so that if your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. So, for example, for basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live, which is really great. So I think that's a nice little insurance for you there. So download the app today and use code Backliners for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, use code Backliners for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Big shout out to Prize Picks. Max, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but it was
perfect. I respect the awareness. It's a product of your advanced age and experience, you know?
You just brought it back, too. Yes,
that's tough. Okay, so what are some of the other big misses we had, Max? Like,
yeah, you
know, obviously we had some bluntly delusional selections.
You had some bluntly, was it delusional? Bluntly delusional?
Or naive.
Naive, sorry.
Bluntly naive.
Completely delusional or bluntly naive. That's
naive, yeah. Do you guys want to take a quick guess? I got two, basically. Two really bad ones.
Did we miss high or did we miss low?
Both of them you... Oh. Both of them you placed higher than they are.
I got one right off the rip. I know for sure there is no way Tier is an S. No shot.
Which one of you put Tier in S?
That's OP. That god's OP. If you think that god's bad, you're just bad at the game. That's just the fact of the matter.
I'm not gonna disagree with you on that. It's definitely, so definitely right. Wrong as far as the tier. Okay, you know what?
Yep. Bro, I swear we put Barra's like Tier S, instantly S. And the whole time, like we had talked about how you were gonna come on next week to talk about this tier list, and I'm thinking to myself, Max is gonna roast us for this one. As I'm dragging the portrait up, I knew we were wrong.
It has to be Tier and Bats, right? Like
it's Bats. So. Okay, with Bats, let me take a look at Bats, because I was looking at Bats when you had it. No, Bats is good. Bats is an A tier god. That's a near miss. It's definitely Tier. Tier was your second worst pick for sure.
Yeah.
And
he's probably C, right? At best.
He is exactly.
What are those people in ranked?
Let's go. Let's go.
Are those people like average players that are playing Tier and losing?
I didn't like cross reference with their like
really. Conquest you really should have done your homework on this. If you're gonna roast my tier list, like
Max having clearly done way more work than is necessary on the show. Why didn't you look at the match history for Tier and cross reference that player ID with their highest rank and their role?
I feel like, and this is what I'm trying to now do in the background, is I don't even... Do you even think that your win rate with Tier is high enough to put him in S?
What's my loss rate with Tier? Or against Tier.
Against Tier. Oh, yeah. Gosh. I wouldn't be able to pull that up in a second.
If you don't have the time to, it's fine. You don't have to, you don't have to check.
Okay, you know what? Fair. Well played. The other one is a classic... Good for pros, bad for everyone else, God.
Thought?
If that helps you get there.
Nope, it's Cucullin.
Nope, not Cucullin. Cucullin is... I don't know how well you guys did with Cucullin. It's even more classic than that, like the most classic one.
Emoja.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, you guys placed Emoja in S. Emoja, who I'm assuming counts as a healer, is rocking a lifetime assault win rate of 46%.
Yeah.
Okay, if that's the player base we're looking at for this,
I knew you'd say that. You have to understand.
Oh no, I said that, like
this is all filtered already to like people who have like an assault MMR equivalent of like 2200 or above. The only people who are ever good with Yemoja are legitimately just pros.
Yeah,
right?
Just pros.
Like, just pros. It's the most... She's the most that insane god to try to balance.
I did... Yeah, just impossible.
Yeah.
I am curious. Upwatch asked in chat, my Assault MMR won't be very interesting because I haven't... I used to play a lot of Assault, haven't in a long time.
Right.
That's why I let Barra do the majority of the driving here on the Assault tier list. Could you give us like a percentile for Barra's Assault MMR?
Jeez, I could pull it up.
Before I started playing with viewers?
No, all time. What?
Oh, okay.
All
okay.
time.
I was saying no before filters. I started playing with viewers. And Destiny.
Okay.
What? You can't do that. Destiny did not deserve that. What's her assault win rate when she's playing with you? Have you ever thought about that?
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever thought about that?
I have not. It's gotta be good.
I'll take a quick look. But I think the one thing I'll say, I took a quick look at your tier games, just like really briefly.
But I
did.
Well, you did, like, yeah.
And your rate with tier is 46%. which puts him squarely in C tier.
Max, can you just be on the show every week, man? This is so
my win rate against tier.
Win rate against tier, you know what? We'll look into that and that may clear your name. Maybe your tier games are really going your way more often than not.
What about recently, in the last few months?
Oh, man. It just, Bear is just looking for this spot, like, let's zoom in one. Until I'm right. Like, let's just...
I need one stat where I'm
keep
right.
zooming in.
I get it. I get it. I've been there, man. I've been there.
Man, that is too funny.
I'll pull up, when I get a chance, I'll grab the assault MMR.
Yeah, well, here, we've got another ad read to do, so maybe I can buy a little bit of time.
Rock an ad read, yeah.
Let's do it. This show is also sponsored by BetterHelp. Today was Therapy Wednesday for me. Big day in our household, always, when it's Therapy Wednesday for me. I look forward to it every single time. We're big therapy proponents. And BetterHelp is having us do a little bit of introspection, which I think is very appropriate for their service. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Max, not to interrupt you in your quest, but what is the first thing that you would do if you had an extra hour in your day?
Extra hour in my day. Oh my gosh. If I had an extra hour, I'd go outside more. I'd want to go do fun stuff outside in the great big world.
I think that's a great answer. I think Barry, you might have said the same thing. I think I said sleep, which is, you know, not too unexpected for.
No, you
for
said go family. Outside. I said sleep.
Oh wow, yeah, that's
Because you were talking about playing with your dog. I remember that.
Oh right, yeah, I would do that. I did it a little bit before this podcast.
Sleep almost happened. Sleep almost happened. It crossed my mind. So I just want you guys to know that we're basically all the same.
Yeah, we're all the same, except for some of us in our assault MMR, which we'll be finding out soon enough. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule, whether it be sleep or going outside or slamming some assault cues, is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do it more. As I said, I mean, if you've heard the show at all, you've heard us talk about how important we think therapy is and how finding the right therapist in particular is a really big key of getting the most out of therapy, and that BetterHelp is really great at helping you find that correct therapist for you. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you get to switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which I think is a great feature that BetterHelp has. And I think that if you aren't vibing with your therapist, you should definitely make that swap, and they couldn't make it any easier. No additional charge. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/backliners today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backliners. Big shout out to BetterHelp for sponsoring the show as well. All right, Max, did I buy you enough time?
And you bought me the perfect amount of time.
Let's
see. And for the lighting up of Bera that I've done so far, man, you apparently know what you're talking about with assault, because you have a really good assault MMR. Your average in like ranked conquest terms would be 3175 is the average MMR that you sit around.
That's wow. Near cap.
With you have hit.
You were
cap.
Gonna say your average. I was like, wow. Was like,
you are
really
gold.
No. You have hit cap in the past too, which is why it's even funnier that for tier you have a 46% win rate.
Yes.
It's team holding me back. You know?
Yeah, you know
it's
what? It's the
God
team.
Is so good. Yeah,
and I feel like the win rate number doesn't think about the dopamine. And I think
exactly.
that when
you
think about
Thank
those
you.
Things, like I'm with you on that. I think that it should be a clean 20% boost to that 64% win rate or whatever it is.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm
but
right.
That
basically,
you're right, is what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying. Also, aggro, dude. This is on your main, and I don't know. I've heard stories of different.
I've had a few
other
prolific
accounts.
Smurfs in my life. Yeah,
had a few prolific Smurfs. You were not that far behind, rocking just below 3,000.
Okay.
Like,
okay, that's before
See?
I was washed. Let's go.
Oh,
yeah.
We
I did have to go quite a bit back.
I told you, I have not played Assault, even, man, on my main especially, like, in a really long time.
But when you played Assault on your main, you were cooking.
Yep.
You were cooking up with a little
Me and my boys. I actually have a very funny Assault clip that I can show you guys after this. Maybe I'll post it in our Patreon Discord as well, if I remember.
I will want to see it.
It's really good.
So... Oh man, I don't want to, I, you know, before, we got going. How much time do you think we got? I've got two versions of something I wanted to get to that I think will be fun, but I want to know whether to do the short version
feelings?
Or the longer version. No. basically, okay. To wrap up the assault thing, I think 84% near. That's like an A+ university standard. I think you guys did pretty well with that.
Thank you.
Was genuinely impressed. Having only 19 that weren't in an adjacent tier was better than I would do for sure. So,
and that would be 100% if you counted dopamine. So
if we counted dopamine, it would have been perfect. You guys would have nailed it.
Yes.
This another thing is, you know what? It may not be mean to you if you're good.
Oh,
if you know what you're
talking
about.
Just established that he is, so it's fine. Rip away.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Wait, I didn't ask if it was mean to me. Wait, is it mean to me? We only covered it was mean to Bera.
No, it's just a slightly different topic, same vibe.
Basically,
I already had all this stuff like that I pulled all the data for assault tier list, and I was like, what's another kind of like interesting tier list? I'm not going to make us do a whole tier list.
Yeah.
But instead, because I don't want to go through the whole thing, but I have all of it pulled. I want to see if you guys can... Maybe I'll do it this way. I kind of want to do it draft order. And I want you guys to draft. It doesn't matter classes. We're not talking about roles. But I want you to each draft a team of 5 of release patch gods.
Oh.
Release patch gods that were the best.
Oh,
and then I'll tell you which one of you guys drafted the better team.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I do have them all. And all the tier lists. I know that you guys have no prep on this. This is off-rip.
No, this is great. I love this.
I feel like Max, Aggro should win this.
Pick heads or tails. Pick heads or tails.
I pick heads or
head.
Tails?
Don't say it. Bera, you call heads or tails.
Heads?
Which was it, Max? I'm trusting you here.
Oh, it was heads, yeah.
I can't stand you. Do you want first or second pick, Bera?
First pick? This
okay.
Yeah, first
big mistake in this already. You're so cooked. We are going to start.
Yeah. We are going snake order draft.
Snake order draft, 100%. And you're cooked for picking first. That's insane.
And the way that I'm going to do this is that S tier. If you pick an S tier god, it's not about like first or second. Doesn't matter. S tier is the top 20 gods. S tier is full points.
Okay.
A tier, like we'll do S tier 5 points. A tier 4 points, you know, B tier 3, so on until B tier.
If I get less than like 20 points, I'm going to be really disappointed in myself.
25 is a perfect score on this.
I'm expecting the bottom of the barrel.
No way, you're not going to be that bad, Barry. Come on now.
My release patch notes memory is just.
Well, like when a god releases, if they were like super OP when they released, like you don't remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah, you're cooked then.
And the thing that I am going to remind you guys about when you're talking about these gods with release patches is that this is them the first time that they're played in casual modes, not
in ranked.
So this is not like their ranked conquest
and
release
is there
patch.
A cutoff?
This
like, do you have like closed beta stats?
No, I have every god the first. So this is the thing that's going to be a little janky is that. Closed beta gods. I do have closed beta stats. Everything from 2012 onwards I have.
Okay.
I'll say that there's enough gods that you could pick from closed beta. You can pick from beta. You can pick from more recent years. You'll do fine as long as you pick good gods.
Okay. I've got some early picks in my head, but Barry, you have the first.
I'm going to go Zeus.
Zeus. As first overall pick, he picks Zeus. Okay.
I don't know.
Bro, what's the point of this exercise if my man is picking Zeus?
It's so hard.
No. Do you want to know the craziest part about this?
Is he
Zeus is the one overall ranked god on this
No
list.
Shot!
Yeah.
No shot!
Well, there you go.
I concede. He's a genius. I would have never picked Zeus.
That's why I was like, holy shit, you actually...
That's unbelievable. I lost.
What the fuck?
That's unbelievable. I lost. Okay. I'm playing for second place out of 2.
Actually crazy. Wow.
That is so insane. Oh my god. Okay. I'm picking Medusa and Khepri.
Okay.
I want to
hear what I got. Unless you want to tell him at the end here, Max.
What we can do is I'll tell you what Medusa was.
Okay.
Because I talked about Zeus, and then we'll check back in after you each have done
three.
Like a third pick. Yeah. So you went Medusa and you went Khepri. Yep. So Medusa is A tier, squarely in A tier.
Okay.
It's a good solid pick. You did not miss. But you did not doink it like a Zeus doinked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I got so stunlocked by Bera saying Zeus and then being right that I like forgot my game plan and I've trolled it, but that's because I knew I lost. That's fine. Go ahead, Bera.
No, that's
He shook me.
Offwash and Ares.
Offwash and Ares. All right.
Okay. And then I can't believe I'm getting Guan Yu with my third pick. That's like the iconic, like, this god was so OP on release. I don't know if the stats necessarily back that up, but the community perception, I think, would everyone be very angry with me if I didn't pick Guan.
Yeah. So at the halfway mark through this five team draft, Bera's 3-for-3 with S tier gods, which is insane.
I can't believe insane. I've been sharked, man. I've been sharked.
You've been sharked. Khepri was also an A tier pick, and Guan did make it into S tier. He's the lowest ranked S tier god on this
list. Is insane, bro. Khepri was so broken. Okay. Okay, so
Khepri is 30th. So he's actually quite close. A tier spans until 64th, so he's really high on A tier. You're not wrong.
Okay,
I'll say probably the thing with Khepri, gods that are broken on release, and you know what? I won't make too many comments until we're done.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Whose pick is it now? It is mine.
It's your pick. Yeah, it's your pick.
I'm thinking of a couple. I don't want to say them out loud, of course. I'm going to go Bellona.
Classic pick.
And then you get two here, Barry, and I get one to end it.
Oh, I'm going Hell and Discordia.
Hell and Discordia. All right.
Okay. Surely the door is open after that Discordia pick. Surely that door is open. Man. Okay. Well, there has no more picks.
I want to set the stage here. Actually.
Oh yeah, please do. Please do. That sounds fun.
The Bellona pick was A tier.
Okay. It wasn't A tier. Yep.
A tier king over here. However, Discordia also A tier. And then Hell is B tier.
Oh,
wow!
So an S tier is a tie. Anything less, and Bera takes the win on this team matchup.
Okay.
You have to lock in here.
Yeah, I have to lock in. Bera's gone with an interesting strategy of picking really old gods when balance was kind of less of a science. You know, first 25 gods or so, it was more just like, let's see what happens. And I think that's a good strategy that I did not respect to start out with. But now I'm thinking there could be some benefit to it. Some of the gods I'm considering here, these are not my official picks. I'm hovering these, if you will. I'm hovering Tsukiyomi, Nemesis, Fenrir. Those are some of my initial hovers here. I know I'm missing at least one crazy... Like, Xing Chen was really broken in Pro Season 2, but probably not in Casuals. Soul was really broken Season 2. Basically, every Season 2 God was really OP. But I've already picked a couple of those, and it hasn't panned out as well as I thought. I think I'm going to lock in... my eye keeps going to Artemis for some reason. That just seems... That's like an early god, probably really strong. But I'm not going Artemis. I'm going with one of my gut picks. I'm going Tsukiyomi.
Oh.
Did I tie it?
with the fadeaway buzzer beater, Ryan Bailey aggression picks the fifth ranked god.
Let's go.
And snipes the S tier to tie it up.
Let's go. Well, now we should do a tiebreaker.
You named some stinkers in the hover, by the way. Like you led with Tsukuyomi, and I was like, all right, he's gonna get it. And then you just hit a few that I was like, oh man, he is not gonna get it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You guys did so good.
Wait, hold on. Let's tiebreaker. Whoever gets the higher one on the last, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So Barra, you can.
No tiebreaker. Tiebreaker is just going to be pure rank. Like if tier list be damned.
Yep.
From the unpicked gods, who's the highest ranked left?
This one was I don't know if this one's right or not. I'm just gonna go Marty.
Oh, easy dub for me, Baron.
Baron.
<Uh-oh>. Okay. Oh no! Wow. I didn't see. So okay, I'll tell you where Marty is. Marty, when you said Marty, I'm like, oh man, we really have to dive back into this bag.
Yeah.
That was like the first god where his release was like something that I was in this role for and like publicly spoke on and was like, hey guys, we get it. He's good.
Yep.
Marty. Marty is ranked 22nd. Marty's 22nd release. He had a few stats, and this is across like all game modes. There's a chance that like his conquest was higher because I remember we were talking about some stuff, and he was really good, pretty high, good pick. Baron, you said it, and I looked over at my screen, which is showing about the top 50, and I did not see him.
Uh-oh.
And I went, oh, that's bad news for you. But it's because he's the number 2 right underneath Zeus.
Let's go. I forgot about him until I was, like, looking over the to my... Because I was just looking at our assault tier list. And I don't know, he just kind of blended... Bakke Kujira's icon was, like, taking my focus, and he's right next to him. Let's go.
Yeah.
Wait, so what was he? My audio cut out? What was the bear pick?
Number 2.
Baron was number 2. Number 2 overall. Wow, so, nice. Yeah. So you picked the number 1 and then Aggro got the number 2. You guys have done surprisingly well with this. I thought that this list was kind of a little strange. Some of these gods, again, like the closed beta gods, they've got way less games, right?
Yeah.
Played. Whereas, like, the Baron release had, like, in the hundreds of thousands of games played.
Yep. He was so OP, too. Holy.
There's a world where you could really say that Baron probably was the most broken release just based on the fact that he has, like, you know, magnitude of 5 to 10 times the games played as Zeus did in his first patch. So larger sample size and still doing that well is kind of insane. Actually, as a follow-up tiebreaker, a tiebreaker to the tiebreaker, the worst gods, the worst release gods... One guess each. Just try to see how low you can get. I will tell you right now, there are two gods. There are two gods in the 30% percentages for win rate on release.
How many guesses do we get? One each?
One each, yeah.
One each.
Okay. I would go Set. My second one is... I want to say the second one, but I don't want to take it away from Aggro.
You know what?
Go ahead. I've got three that I'm debating between.
I would go Set and King Arthur.
Yeah, Arthur's a really good one. I was going to say Arthur is almost certainly in there. And the other two that I was thinking about were Raven and Kabrakan. I remember both being very weak on release. Those would be my
guesses. Yeah, you're right. Cab was terrible.
Yeah, Cab was
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Although, no, I'd guarantee it's Arthur. I'd guarantee Arthur's one of the two in thirds.
So you're right about every single god you guys just listed is D tier. Like you're right. The lowest is Arthur. But Arthur is only the 8th worst.
Wow. Really?
But you all got D tier. You're all like the high D tier chunk.
Did we get any of the lowest?
No. Really? I'll lead you into the bottom. I'll lead you into the bottom. You know what?
Just give us these ones. Just give us the 30s, if you will.
The 30s?
Yeah.
In second worst release, Thoth, who rocked a 39.25 on release.
He was really bad. He was really bad. I remember that.
And then the worst release. And again, there could be something weird about this god because this is a low sample size that I have for her. Sir Ket had the lowest win rate in her release patch.
That makes sense.
Out of any god. Other, you know, honorable mentions, the Morrigan set,
yep.
King Arthur, all truly terrible in terms of win rate around the time that they launched.
Yep. That was great. That was great content.
I'm surprised there's lower than Arthur. That's really impressive.
He was like really bugged as well. Like his autos were really buggy.
I mean, you guys plugged it. Like he's the lowest god who had passed like a certain games played threshold that I'm not supposed to talk about specific numbers on. But he is for the amount of games played. There's an argument to say that he's the worst release. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I will just a really quick anecdote. I remember the Tsukiyomi release. I had been going to balance meetings at that point, and everyone was like, "Oh my god, this god is so busted." And I really didn't. I was like, he's really good, but I don't know. Like, it's too early to tell to me if he's really OP and all that kind of stuff. And I remember gearing up to go to that balance meeting, and like, you know, I really don't like when gods release, even if they're really strong, and then they have to get like really crushed right away. Like, I kind of like to see the any god that's newly at the top, whether it's through a buff or release, kind of get gradually brought down. But that's, I think our philosophy on that has kind of changed based on community sentiment. But regardless. And I was like, yeah, guys, I don't know. Tsukiyomi's good, but, and then I think it was AJ like brought up the damage numbers, and he said, if I remember correctly, this was the only time they've ever seen Nuwa not be the top average damage god, ever.
Wow.
Since Nuwa's rework, she has always been the top average damage, in Conquest, and Tsukiyomi beat her.
And
he was like, I cannot even put into words how turbo broken this god has to be to out damage Nuwa on average. It was, and I was like, oh, bet. All right, kill it. Like, whatever we got to do. Like, he got super heavy gutted because those stats were like insane. That was the most insane like release that I can remember like being a part of like balance meetings for.
Yeah, that was before I was on anything internal. And I remember, this is when I was like starting to get interested in like certain like number stuff. And I remember poking my head around and going, oh, something is terribly wrong here.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's up there. He had almost a 60% win rate with, again, hundreds of thousands of games played. Like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's so, yeah. Good. I remember, if again, this is anecdotal, but I remember Pawn being like, because he was a Pawn god, and Pawn would go off on him on playtests, but Pawn's a jungler, really good player, like, usual playtest dominator. He was like, everyone else, when they would play Tsukiyomi, would feed in playtests, so we just, like, kept buffing him until people were, like, doing okay, and then he just releases super OP, whereas, like, gods like Baron and like Bakke Kujira is a good example where that guy lost his first 30 playtests almost. Like, not even exaggerating. I think he lost his first 22 playtests, me constantly buffing him. And then he releases super to the community thinking he's super OP. And the numbers backing it up that he's very strong. So like, it just goes to show that internal playtests do a lot to help with like feel, but are not usually good indicators of balance. Of a character. That's fair to say. All right, it's time for our random question of the week, of course, from our Patreon Discord, patreon.com/backliners, place to go if you want to participate there. Yoma asks, if you were forced to do a Joey Chestnut style food eating competition but got to choose the food to give you the best chance at winning, what would you choose?
It's an amazing question.
Great question.
Wow.
I know my answer. It's cereal. I think I can put cereal away with the best of them. More than a handful of times in my life, if I sat down and opened a box of cereal and finished the same box of cereal before I got up. No, I am not very healthy.
I'm processing what you're telling me here.
Yes.
Wow, that is.
In my younger years, I think I would truly pass away if I did that now. But I am willing to try, for the record.
Is there a specific like type of cereal that you?
Yeah, there's something about Cocoa Pebbles that I think I can really slam. Like that's a slammable cereal, for sure. Yeah, I'm going cereal.
Good pick.
I think I would go like the vegan equivalent of like a chicken nugget or like a chicken wing. Because even when I used to eat those, I would just not get full off of them. Like, I would get like 20 wings and just still be hungry at the end of it. And so I think I would go something along those lines. Because I feel like that just doesn't really fill you up for some reason.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. I'm taking a different approach to this. I think that I've had heydays of being able to really like put food back, but I think I'm leaning into, my Canadian heritage. I'm
Maple
going
syrup.
ice cream, and
Oh,
I'm
okay.
saying that no one can hang with the mouth cold like I can hang with the mouth cold. I
You're
think
impervious to brain freeze?
I think that I'm knocking that stuff back, and I am not slowing down, and everyone else is tapping out so quick. They can't keep up with my pace.
Yeah. No, I
I
respect
was
that.
raised in this. I was raised in this. We eat ice cream year round up here, and it gets cold.
It gets really cold. Yeah, that's a good pick. I think another backup for me, nacho cheese Doritos. I think I can put away with the best of them. I think I can really do some damage to a bag of nacho cheese Doritos.
I
What
feel the
about
same about
like,
like chips and salsa.
yeah, I'm a chips and salsa man too.
Yeah.
It's so
Salsa
good.
or guac? Salsa or guac? Like, you gotta
Salsa
have
is
one.
not close.
Really?
It's
Wow.
close. It's close depending on the guac.
I don't know how you could possibly say it's not close.
Because it isn't. That's how. It's really simple.
Okay,
It
yeah.
isn't.
Oh, hey, I actually didn't consider that.
Yeah,
Wow.
thanks. Yeah, maybe think next time before you talk. Yeah, it's not even close, is the thing.
Bluntly naive responses there.
Yeah, indeed, bluntly naive. There's no doubt about it. Max, thanks so much for coming on. You have a standing invite, by the way, for if you ever come up with the like little fun games like that, just tell
I
me.
have one that I've wanted to do with you guys for a while. I
Excellent.
know I it, it'll so I'll cook that one up. But yeah, if anything, that one may be a little bit down the road, but if anything comes up in the next little bit, I'll let you know.
Absolutely. We love having you. Appreciate you coming on.
Of course.
Yeah, well, thanks everyone for watching slash listening. Thanks to Prize Picks and BetterHelp as the sponsors for today's episode. Until next time, Bera, you know what to do.
Bye.
Oh, I went through the wrong overlay. There we
Oh
go.
no.
Clean.
Why would you do that? Oh,
Listen, look, it's a podcast, right? Like,
the
the people listening have no idea until I
Bible's
said something that I messed
yeah.
up. Like, relax,
Neither did
okay?
I, honestly. Yeah, you're doing great out there.
Yeah, thanks. We
So
all
are
did
we on
good.
the tier list, by the
Yeah,
way.
we're
So
so
yeah, we did
smart.
fantastic.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.